The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Tonight's episode of Wrestling Night in Canada is dedicated to the memories of Jay Briscoe, Leaping Lanny Poffo, and Kenny Sodbuster J.
You're listening to Wrestling Night in Canada on the Shining Wizards Network with your hosts, Matt Copper, Dustin Maruca, and Snowy White.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruca.
Hey, bros, what's going on?
Oh, as usual in the world of professional wrestling, everything changes by the minute. But I wish we could do this show more often, but yeah.
Work,
yeah,
life,
work,
shit.
Work and other things, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Here we are, yet again.
Here we are. Ready to talk. Yeah, just to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit, this episode is being recorded. I don't know. Has kickoff on the Super Bowl happened, I think, as we speak?
I think already,
might
yeah.
have been about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, NFL is scripted like wrestling. It's
yeah, the NFL's fake, man. It's
Yeah, I was just on the way here to your fine studio. I was kind of like, yeah, this is the dedication that we have to putting out great programming like Wrestling Night in Canada, because the big game is on, and here we are doing this instead of being glued to our TVs with a big bowl of popcorn and a big bottle of pop and just loving the Chiefs versus the Eagles. I'm sorry, guys. I tried.
Yeah.
I do either of the three of us give a flying fuck about the NFL?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Couldn't pay me to give a shit. Sorry. Football just ain't my thing.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but
I'll take another scripted sport. Sorry.
There we are. Which, of course, you know, it's fake, right?
Yeah.
But for the people like who don't know, it came out that the NFL has been scripted. By ex players.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the beginning of seasons, they're like, here's where the fake injuries are going to happen. Here's when you score. Here's when you don't. Yeah. Yada yada. And people are losing their goddamn mind. It's like wrestling scripted.
Or if you go by the Dale Gribble logic, if you're a King of the Hill fan, everybody knows the Super Bowl was filmed 6 months ago in a studio.
It's never lie.
Right on. Yeah. So with that said, like we said, we're dedicated.
Yep.
We're going to give it 110 right now with this fine show. Who kind of wants to start going? Because, no, actually, you know what? As is with kind of tradition on the show, unfortunately, when someone passes away,
yeah,
we like to kind of start the show off, give a little whys and wherefores, and kind of give a shout out and give some of our own time to these individuals that have left us. Of course, the big one, although someone died. There's not a big one or a less important one and all that. But with Jay Briscoe, we decided we're going to hold off that for tonight's turnbuckle talk. So that kind of brings us to Leapin' Lanny Poffo.
Yep.
Now, how familiar were you guys to Lanny Poffo?
I only ever really remember him as the genius.
The genius.
Yeah. The ironic thing about that gimmick, I thought, was like he dressed up in like the full like high school graduation uniform with like the hat and the robe and all that. Yet his brother, Macho Man Randy Savage, his theme music was the theme that you would come out to graduation.
The graduation theme song, yeah.
Like, da, 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 da. If you know, you know. I'm pretty sure that song's public domain. So
that's exactly why. And I've always,
well, if Jay Lethal uses the beginning of it for
because that's perfect because of his Black Machismo gimmick and all that. And that's what you said about the graduation song. I've always equated that to Macho Man and not graduating, like the actual thing and all that. So yeah, it just kind of goes to show where my mind is at. So the genius, yeah, I figured you guys would be about that age. For myself, Lanny Poffo, okay, the first time I'd seen him, like, wrestling on TV, I never did catch him live. At least, not that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, like, post-WrestleMania 2, when we started getting WWF cards here, I took in the first two or three. Like, the Junkyard Dog, Terry Funk is there, the British Bulldogs. Like, people from the WWF I would actually want to see. Fortunately, I don't remember who all the prelim matches were and all that. Like, that's a long time ago, man.
Mm-hmm.
All that. So I can't say if I've actually seen Lanny Poffo live or not. But the first time I saw him on TV was when he basically was probably brought into the WWF as a favor to Macho Man Randy Savage to bring his brother in.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we'll bring him in. The guy really doesn't have anything going on or whatever here. Let's do this. And they made him a job guy, enhancement talent, where, okay, apparently he was good at poetry.
Hmm.
Whatever, because every TV show or whatever, he would come to the ring, recite a poem, okay, that basically slagged on the bad guy, the heel, and then for his efforts, for all of his poetic efforts, he would then be pummeled into oblivion.
Of course.
you know. And now...
Well, tough guys don't write poetry.
That's right. So now, though, that was the first time seeing him. But reading about the Poffo brothers in the Apter magazines, I'm kind of like, no. Like, him and his brother used to kick ass in Memphis. Like, why are they using him this way? This is fucking disgraceful. And it kind of was.
We're talking about Vince McMahon here, though. Right. So you can't be... At this point, are we really surprised he's been doing this for decades? Like,
so while I wasn't thrilled about the genius, because I was a big Curt Hennig fan in the AWA, you know, as his... for his heel turn and his run to winning the AWA world title, I became a huge Curt Hennig fan. So when Mr. Perfect showed up, it's like, here's a guy... doesn't need of someone to do his, you know, like Curt Hennig does wicked promos. Mr. Perfect does wicked promos. Why are you, first of all, this genius is hardly genius. Okay. And Hennig doesn't need it.
No.
But I guess it worked. It worked regardless of what I thought and all. And this was also one of those deaths that just kind of came out of the blue. Okay, it wasn't as in your face and like boom as Jay Briscoe was, because Jay Briscoe was half the age of Lanny Poffo.
He was only like 38.
Right, yeah. Right. And, you know, Poffo was kind of getting up there. But no one really saw this. Not from what anyone has reported. Mm-hmm. Now, when you really think about this, okay, there is no more Poffo in the world of wrestling.
No.
Angelo Poffo died years ago. Macho Man Randy Savage died years ago.
Yeah, now. He's been gone since 2011.
It's hard to believe. And so Lanny, while not actively competing, he was still doing the conventions, maybe doing the odd appearance here on independent shows whenever he would get hired.
Carrying the legacy, right.
Yeah. There is no more Poffos in the world of wrestling right now.
And that's so odd to think.
Yeah. So that's too bad. And of course, Radioactive Metal extends our... Wrestling Night in Canada sends out our condolences to...
And Radioactive Metal does too.
That's right.
That's what we get recording two back to...
I guess.
Just to kind of pull the curtain back a little more. Yeah. If you're listening to this show courtesy of The Shining Wizards Network, one of our sister shows is Radioactive Metal, my music program, and my usual co-host Aaron has to take a small sabbatical from the show. Don't worry, he will be back, but in the meantime I've needed to find some co-hosts for the next month or so. And I figured, well, why not these two bozos? And in this beautiful studio.
So we're bozos now.
You're bozos now. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck.
And why not in this beautiful studio? So if...
So we're your surprise tag team partners.
That's right.
And this, we're going to have ourselves a six-man tag team match, player.
That's right.
Where's Steve Orlong?
Yeah.
Where is he?
So we're actually, if you're listeners of both shows, okay, we're actually doing it the same night in the same in the same studio. So
marathon podcasting.
If the two shows kind of bleed together today, you know, for these episodes,
that'll just make make it more fun to listen to both at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Now you have to. You are everyone listening to this. You are totally 100% responsible to go and listen to Radioactive Metal.
You are legally obligated.
Obligated. Yeah. Yes, you must.
Yeah.
You must do that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Read the fine print.
It says you are voluntold.
Unfortunately, we lost another key, well-known enhancement talent. Although, like I said, to think of Lanny Poffo in just that regard is definitely an injustice. But Kenny Sodbuster J, although he had his fan base, he never really got beyond the enhancement in the old AWA territory.
No.
He was just, you saw him on TV a lot, and I guess he was happy because he kept showing up.
Well,
but yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's not about like getting to the big time that, like, mm-hmm. if he's happy with what he was doing, then that's probably more important than ever becoming WWE champion or even getting signed to the WWE in general. So
Right. And it was a regular paycheck.
Yeah.
The territory days. People got paid.
Yeah.
You know, because there was options. You had places to go outside of the WWE and now AEW. You had places that paid.
Yep.
The AWA paid for the longest time.
The AEW? The AWA.
I'm so Canadian, yeah. It's too many A's.
P-N-A.
T-N-A. Yeah. So, yeah, that's too bad. That kind of came out of nowhere. But Jay was up there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, we want to extend our condolences to the Sodbuster family as well. What else we got going on? Oh, didn't we sit down? We had a couple pay-per-views recently.
Didn't we
sit down and watch the Royal Rumble?
We had a premium live event.
Right. What the hell was I thinking?
Premium live event.
That's right.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble 2023.
That's what I did for my 30th birthday.
Yeah. I was going to come, but then, yeah, work kicked my ass earlier that day, and yeah.
Naps.
I would have been asleep on your couch in like 5 minutes, if not the car ride over. So,
where's Matt? Oh, he's in the cars.
Yeah, just freezing my ass off, you know. But no, I do gotta say, like, for Triple H's first Royal Rumble that he booked, I gotta give props. This show was absolutely amazing. Both Royal Rumbles were awesome. We got all new Iron Man performances from both Rumbles, and like records were broken in both Rumbles,
mm-hmm.
and one record was broken, another record was set, and like I just like, yeah, and the ending, my God, so emotional. You don't see long-term storytelling like that in wrestling nowadays.
No,
but you know what? Let's just go over some results here.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it's been a while since we've done this,
mm-hmm.
but I am going to start. Yeah, starting off the night, had the men's Royal Rumble match, first match of the night.
I know.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I'm okay with it, but yeah, and like, oh man, I gotta give props to Walter. Like, he entered number one.
Numero uno, yeah.
In that match. he squared up to Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Which I'm happy Brock Lesnar wasn't in there for longer than like 5 minutes. It was
like just under 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Lashley got rid of him, and as Lesnar likes to call him, Bobby. Good evening, Bobby.
I go home. I get into bed with my wife. About 4 or 5 hours later, I think about Bobby.
Bobby. Thinking about Bobby.
Yeah, that whole thing kind of like, what is he trying to say there? Like
after,
he's bragging that he's with Sable, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
after he's done with Sable, he thinks about Bobby.
He thinks about Bobby while he's in bed and all that. Yeah. Like, okay, you do you, obviously, but for his character, like, I'm actually kind of surprised that he himself, because I'm sure, okay, like the WWF promos are scripted.
Yep.
But I'm sure if Brock Lesnar says, "No, I don't want to say that."
No one's going to tell Brock.
Yeah,
no.
They're going to rewrite it for him.
I'm thinking I don't even think Brock's promos are scripted. I think he just, like, nobody tells Brock Lesnar what the fuck to do.
Right,
so.
Right. So I thought,
it's basically, okay, you go out at this time.
Yeah, like,
that's all they can tell Brock.
Judging by the look on his face when he said, like, I crawl into bed with my wife, and then he just kind of looks at the hard cam and smiles and laughs and goes, and then 4 or 5 hours later, all I can think about is Bobby. And then the crowd pops, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And that's the way it should be. Like,
he gave the thing the smirk.
Yeah.
It's like he was looking at Hunter right in the face and like going, that, hey, watch this, bud.
That same look he had on his face when he lifted the ring up at SummerSlam with the tractor.
Yeah.
Just the grin and the chuckle.
And that was so fucking cool.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Just here's the bullet points, the angle. Go out and you be you. Imagine some writer, booker, you know, in the old Crockett territory. Hey, Dusty, here's your promo. Recite this verbatim.
Yeah. Or else.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that kid would be putting his life in his hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Dusty Rhodes don't need no scripts, boy.
That's right. And I imagine that's the same as with Lesnar. So sorry, yeah.
Sick 'em.
Yeah, but anyway. Gunther Walter, he came in at number one, and he went all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
He set a new Royal Rumble record
for
the 30-man Rumble. He was in there. The match in total lasted 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 42 seconds, and he was in for every single second of that, because, like I said, he started at number one, and the last two men in the match were number one and number 30, which was a returning Cody Rhodes, which they shouldn't have announced that he was going to be in the Royal Rumble beforehand, because once the first 29 people came out, you're just like, well, seems pretty obvious who the 30 is going to be. And yeah, of course it was Cody Rhodes. And then like the final 5 minutes being just Walter and Cody having a match, not really like you knew Cody was going to win, but there was some parts where you're just like, is he? Cause Walter's doing pretty good here. And yeah, so Walter, hell of a performance. And he broke Rey Mysterio's previous record.
Yeah, it was an hour and six, right?
It was an hour and two.
Whereas
Walter crushed that by 10 minutes.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, the only real surprise during the Men's Royal Rumble was Booker T, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in there for very long. No. He looked a little stiff.
He announced his retirement online. People are bitching too. They're like, why was he only in there like 2 minutes? He got fucking buried by Walter and everyone. And then he was even like, you know what? Fuck off. It was an honor.
Buried?
Like, yeah.
We were talking about a former, how many? Five time world heavyweight champion.
That's it.
And yeah, so he's not
and
getting.
A king.
Yeah. And King Booker.
I don't think he's worried about what some internet marks have to say.
Yeah.
He clapped back at them really good.
Like, the dude's in his 60s. Like, I don't think he's trying to win the world title
and
again.
Like,
so.
In his indie promotion he runs, he had that one final reunion match with Harlem Heat with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevie came out of retirement for that, and it was cool. And
yeah, but Booker was also given, like, less than. I think when he was on the panel for the pre-show, he got a text saying that he was in the Rumble match. So he wasn't given any time to warm up, barely.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably why.
Your gear's at your house, right? Drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess he had it with him. But anyway.
Unless it was like that morning. Hey,
maybe. Yeah.
Just in case.
Well, he claims that he's old school and he had his gear bag with him just in case. But it's like, yeah, okay. But yeah, given not enough time to prepare, that's probably why he looked so stiff when he was in there. His kicks weren't.
Didn't have time to stretch or anything.
No, but he got a spin-a-rooney in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so there's that. Yeah. But overall, great Rumble match. Way better than last year's, but that's not saying really hardly anything.
No.
So, yeah. And so Cody ended up winning. Cody's going to WrestleMania to face Roman Reigns for both belts.
Best spot of the night, Logan and Ricochet.
Oh, yeah, Logan Paul and Ricochet. Yeah, I forgot about that. They did that spot where they collided midair, pretty much dead center above the
that
ring.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah, you could tell the look on Ricochet's face afterwards. His eyes were just wide open, lying in the middle of the ring.
Well, like, Logan didn't tuck his chin because he fucking...
Yeah.
That's why he rolled out of the ring there for 10 minutes because he was just fucking loopy.
And then he came back and eliminated Seth.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a match at Mania.
There's their WrestleMania match. But, like, I watched... did you watch that podcast I sent?
No, I didn't. I
the one
haven't gotten
around Logan's
to it.
Podcast was great. Mm. It's very good. Cody's like, God, tuck your chin. He's like, yeah, I know everyone was telling me, but I forgot. It's like, well, that's
you can't
why you
forget.
Got knocked silly.
Yeah. Like, people die like that.
Yeah.
But you could tell that after Logan and Ricochet hit that move, like, you could tell that Ricochet was just lying there going like, oh, that was a bad idea, but it probably looks so cool.
Oh, fucking hurt. And then Logan was like, where am I?
Yeah. Who?
Who yeah, are you?
And then they probably watched it back later, and Ricochet was probably just like, nice. That was
but
worth
at
it.
The time, fuck!
Yeah. Ooh. Or probably just lying on the ground, or probably lying on the mat, just absolutely winded. It's like,
please, Walter, don't chop me right now. Please, yeah. Walter, don't chop me right
please,
now.
Please leave me alone.
That's when I die.
Yeah. But, yeah, overall, great start to the night. Cody won like I thought he would. So it's going to be him versus Roman for the Undisputed Universal Championship. Both titles, I guess. Because we heard rumors that they were going to be splitting the titles and that Cody was only going to go for the WWE Championship, but I guess, as Dave Meltzer likes to say, plans changed.
They do, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Honestly, that seems like such a heel thing, coming out 30th.
Yeah, and then winning.
After the heel has gone through the whole gamut.
Yeah.
And then it's you and him, and like, it's like, I'm glad, okay, I like Cody Rhodes, but it was a little hollow inside for that reason, because that is a heel thing.
It totally is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come in at number 30 and win at number 30.
Yeah, didn't Ted DiBiase, one of his earliest Royal Rumbles, he tried to buy number 30?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm just thinking off the cuff here.
Or when Eddie stole Ric Flair's number.
Yeah.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Guerrero stole my number!
Yeah.
That works. That works. Like, your fair-haired hero, literally with Cody, okay, coming out at 30 and weighing it all, it's like...
But, like, with the big rumors that it was going to be Dwayne, it's like, well, like we're talking about, they shouldn't have announced Cody, because then he probably would have got a bigger pop.
Well, that was, like, the two surprises I was expecting were either The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Because Stone Cold...
Oh, yeah, the rumors about Austin.
Stone Cold wasn't on Raw 30, so I'm like, okay, well, he's going to be in the Rumble match. And, like, his Instagram has just been full of videos of him working out and getting in shape. And despite what he was saying, like, oh no, I'm not going to be in the Royal Rumble. I just want to get in shape. Like,
it's like
I was like, sure, Steve.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
That's what retired wrestlers do.
And then
there
was a thing where he announced apparently that he was offered Roman or Brock for Mania, and he turned them both down.
Mm.
It's like, well, since Bobby's fighting Brock at Chamber,
Bobby,
will we get Austin Lesnar? 20 years after the fact that he was supposed to happen.
20 years after he took his ball and went home.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, by the way, you're jobbing to Brock tonight. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Do we want Austin Lesnar, though?
No. Like, I could go without it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
because seeing Austin take Germans would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Watching him take that suplex on the ground from Owens last year was fucking terrifying enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when we yell at Sting. It's like, Steve. Yeah, it was another Steve.
It's the same
Steve,
thing.
It's Steve. Thing.
It's just like that. No, for sure. For sure, for sure. So that was.
I mean,
that
I'm
was
down to have him show up and stun people.
Yeah. That was the opening. And, like, yeah, I got to say, like, the final 5 minutes just between Walter and Cody were, like, reason enough to watch it. But, mm-hmm. like, the few little spots sprinkled there, like, I enjoyed the Lesnar Walter stare down because I'm just like, ooh, boy, let's see what happens here. And, but yeah, then it was also used as a setup just for the rubber match between Brock and Bobby, but that's how I'm saying his
that's
name
it.
From
I'm
now
gonna,
on.
I was
yeah.
just gonna say, Bobby. Okay, this is Bobby. Gonna be a thing now.
Hey, little Lesnar said it like that. I'll show you the video afterwards. You'll see why. But yeah, no complaints about this Royal Rumble. The next match, however, because no pay per view is perfect, they always got to have the stinker, and unfortunately, it was the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
Jesus
hitting
Christ.
Bray Wyatt against LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, leading to this, I had absolutely no idea what a Mountain Dew pitch black match was. And it turned out to just be like a neon light match.
Yeah.
Yeah, with body paint.
I thought I was
stuff.
In a rave. Even yeah. though I've never been to a rave before.
I thought I was at Dark Zone. Remember just, that?
Yeah.
I miss Dark Zone. Yeah. Fuck. Laser tag?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
I miss running around. Getting in shit by staff because we're jumping things. We're not supposed to jump things.
Yeah.
Good times.
When they announced that, I was kind of like, is that going to be anything like the old Prince of Darkness match where the combatants would wear bags over their heads? And
oh,
they would have
the,
to
like
fight.
A blindfold?
Blind.
The, yeah, like
quote
like
unquote
the, yeah.
blindfold.
Yeah, where they could still see each other.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but you have to kind of.
You have to suspend your disbelief.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So they I'm were thinking, like the
okay,
Halloween.
That's what they're gonna do.
The Halloween, like death masks. Where
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't see. Oh, hello.
Yeah, you're like playing Marco Polo in the ring, pretty much. But yeah, but yeah right. like another thing I expected because it was called the Pitch Black match. I was like, what is it? Just gonna be a black screen? You're just gonna hear guys going.
I can see that. I can see them doing that. Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
when a video game glitches and all you hear is just random noises and you're like,
oh, shit.
What is happening on my screen
yeah.
right now?
But yeah, there was like a lot of flashy lights. Bray Wyatt had some weird body paint on that glowed in the dark. And
That face paint looked fucking
it
sick.
Looked, it looked neat. And LA Knight, of course, wore some trunks that were the neon lights reflected. There was some stuff at the commentator's desk that looked like green popcorn that went flying everywhere when you got put through a table. I don't know what that was. I hope nobody was eating it. but Bray Wyatt won the match in pretty quick fashion. This is his first match since WrestleMania 37, by
well,
the way.
Well, his first televised match.
Yeah, okay. His first televised match in WWE since WrestleMania 37 when The Fiend lost to Randy Orton. And
in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And this was another 5 minute match, wouldn't you? How about that?
Which then, Mountain Dew paid WWE $1 million for?
Well, I hope Bray Wyatt got a good chunk of that. Because, he better have. Same with LA Knight.
Yeah.
But anyway, probably not. after the match concluded. Yeah. Yeah, then after the match concluded, Bray Wyatt put on a mask that I couldn't really tell what it was, but. He became impervious to pain, so they never really outright said it was the Fiend, but was it the Fiend? Was it not? Like,
well, during his out-of-character interview recently, he said the Fiend is...
He said the Fiend is dead.
Yeah.
But, like, he puts this mask on that it looks like it's white and red, and he gets hit with a kendo stick, and he's just impervious to pain. So that kind of reminds me of the Fiend a little bit. And then, yeah, he leads LA Knight to the back. Puts him on a platform, then Uncle Howdy jumps on him, and then some pyro goes off, and then all the Firefly Funhouse puppets could be seen up above from where Uncle Howdy jumped off, looking down, at the destruction, and yeah. Yeah, that was the end of that. So the ending segment was more entertaining than the actual match, even though Uncle Howdy missed LA Knight by a country mile. Wow.
Yeah. I love, like, different angles of that. It's like, oh, because you and Snowy are about, what, 5 feet apart?
I'd say, six feet, maybe.
Yeah, about that, yeah. He missed him by about that much.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't hit him at all. So I guess Bo Dallas needs some practice on his jumps.
Yeah.
Assuming that that is Bo. It's totally Bo
Dallas. It's
Bo.
Yeah. It's either Bo or Vincent, that Vincent guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, from Ring of Honor.
Bo knows.
Yeah,
Bo knows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Has he been getting new jump lessons from Shane? Because Shane misses every time now.
Yeah, the coast to coast, yeah.
Or his table elbows where he barely hits them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as long as he goes through them.
Speaking of Shane McMahon, notice he wasn't anywhere this
thank
rumble.
Fuck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember the debacle last year with him.
Yeah,
he wanted to.
I just want to forget that. I am never going to watch the 2022 Rumble ever again for as long as I live. It was bad.
He booked it
so
around
bad.
Himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even like both Rumble matches is like, were the winners Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
The two people that nobody in this day and age want to see win anything. Like, come on. That was like a Vince thing. I'm so glad that we're past that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
Fuck!
Yeah. I'm so glad. But anyway.
The one of the best things Vince has ever done was the next night when he fired him for that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But whatever. On to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Next match on the card was for the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair defending against Alexa Bliss. Another rather short match.
Yeah.
And I also didn't understand that why they put this match after the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match if they were going to do that more Uncle Howdy stuff.
Should have been first.
After, yeah, you'd figure like that could lead into the Pitch Black match. But, well, what do I know? So
it's not that hard, people.
No, not really. It's
it
like...
would have been like what they could have done is have that happen, and then during the Pitch Black match have like you hear noises or some shit, and then it's Alexa running and Howdy's chasing her.
Yeah, could have been.
Could have done something like that, but no.
Yeah, whatever. And now,
it's not
and now,
that hard.
And now Alexa Bliss is apparently off TV for a while.
Yeah, she's taking time off.
Okay,
she's not injured.
No, but she was kind of in the middle of that whole angle with her like. Going reverting back to her like Bray Wyatt-esque gimmick. So I don't know if they're just dropping that or if they're just putting it on hold, but either way I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
But well, time will tell, I guess, as they say. And Bianca Belair is still your Raw Women's Champion, has been since WrestleMania last year, so she's almost on a year long title reign, so good for her. I just wish the match would have gone on a little bit longer and would have been a little bit better, but can't have everything, I suppose.
Was it Mania or SummerSlam?
It was Mania.
Yep.
Yeah, she won it from Becky Lynch at Mania.
Right, and then they had the rematch at SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam, right. Yeah, where Lynch turned face.
Yeah.
And then next was the 30 women Royal Rumble match. First two entrants in, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. And they were the last two entrants in. They were the last two people in the match.
Yeah.
So therefore, they both simultaneously set a record for the Women's Royal Rumble. Yeah. So they were both, the match lasted 1 hour, 1 minute, and 3 seconds. So both numbers one and two were in the match for 1 hour, 1 minute, and 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. This one had a lot more NXT stars in there.
Yeah.
Like Roxy was in there for about 5 minutes, but she was in there and she had a pretty good showing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As she should. She's the NXT Women's Champion.
Right. Thank
you.
Right, yeah.
And then we had the unfortunate Nia Jax return. But
everyone teamed up on her and she got eliminated swiftly.
She got shit-canned real fast.
Yep.
Because no one, you know, legit wants her in there for too long.
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think out loud I even said, oh, fuck, who's she hurting?
Yeah.
Great.
And I was like, don't give her the chance.
Get her out.
Yeah.
Because if that was, like, a legit surprise for even everyone in the match, it's just like, we gotta fucking get rid of her now.
I was surprised by it. I was just like, as soon as I heard her music go on, I'm just like...
How they fucked it up.
Yeah, how it went on before the timer even went down. So, like, yeah, the buzzer didn't even go off. So, I don't even qualify it as an official entry. So, I'm just gonna forget about it.
29 women Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Headcanon, man. Headcanon every time.
Yep, I'm surprised nobody got injured, like, trying to, like, wouldn't it be so ironic if, like, when everyone ganged up on her to eliminate her, somebody, like, accidentally got injured?
Someone, yeah, someone like, accidentally yeah, sprains their ankle.
Or, like, pulls
totally
a shoulder.
Totally unrelated.
Yeah, like.
Pushing her over the top rope, your shoulder goes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and yeah, pops your shoulder out. Like,
and then, fuck, she injured like, somebody.
God damn it, Nia.
Of course, yeah, the internet wrestling community just goes nuts then, yeah. Blaming her for the Noah's flood to, you know. to this, you know,
like, yeah,
like come on, people, you can, but you can see it. I'm exaggerating, but you can see
but
it.
She
like,
injured so many yeah. fucking people. That's
I know, but
she almost broke Charlotte's neck.
Yeah, but if you think about it,
twice in a match.
Had she never have given Becky Lynch that concussion, like that led to that punch to the face that led to her walking out of Raw with that bloody nose, mm-hmm. would Becky Lynch ever have gotten as popular as she did? Like without that,
know.
Without that shot of her face all bloody walking out of Raw, closing the show.
I don't think so.
So in a way, you kind of gotta invert, like
because like I'm sure yeah. when she got knocked down and she could tell she was just gushing blood. She it was just like I have to fucking get up.
Yeah.
Like
even though she was concussed, yeah. Mm. Like she was probably running on instinct.
Yeah.
At that point, but
it's adrenaline.
So we kind of gotta indirectly thank.
Nia
Jax breaking
her nose.
for making Becky Lynch a bigger star. So mm-hmm. yeah, but
yeah, which the similarities, but that's another similarity between Lynch and Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was the fans that made Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fans that made Becky Lynch, and they tried to turn Lynch heel, and it just did it work?
Yeah, well, big time no. Becks. I think they went on with that for a little too long.
No one wants to boo her.
At the Rumble, too, when, like, the big-time Bex thing appeared for, like, a split second.
Yeah. Like, we're over that.
Vince yeah. hit a button and Hunter went, fuck off!
No.
She's the man again.
That's right.
Because
right.
I saw the big-time Bex thing for a second, and even you were just like, fuck! And then it was gone. It's like...
I hate that thing.
Did Hunter just, like, spin yeah. Vince around and be like, look!
Listen, old man.
I hate those CGI effects.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Yeah. Especially the big time Bex one. I'm just like, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh God, what is that? Kill it with fire.
The only one that looks decent, but it's still creepy, is fucking Roman's.
Yeah. I guess Asuka's masks are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
Lesnar's logo, though. But
no. Nah. I'm good. But
yeah, I don't like any of them.
No.
Give me an old studio with three people in the ring or around watching.
Yeah, with three people in the ring.
Yeah, with three people watching.
Give me
that.
The stadium they record Super Bowls in 6 months in advance.
6 months in advance. Yeah. But, yeah, so Rhea Ripley is challenging Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship at WrestleMania.
Were you surprised?
I honestly thought she was going to challenge Bianca Belair. But...
No, just winning the Rumble.
Oh, no, she earned that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she, Rhea, no, like, I 100% knew she was, like, a shoo-in to win.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Rhea is only the third person to do it for number one.
Fourth. Or did you forget about Chris Benoit?
No, I just searched up a list, and there was only three.
I thought they said it was fourth.
Okay, you're talking everyone that has won it from
the number one position. No,
okay.
No, she was the fourth. Shawn Michaels, Chris Benoit, Edge, Rhea Ripley.
Oh, yeah, Edge. Yeah.
What about, didn't Ric Flair?
Nope.
In 92 Rumble?
Flair was three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, right. Then this Wikipedia is wrong.
Yep.
Forgot about Edge.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot about fucking Edge.
Yeah.
You didn't say it was Wikipedia. Oh,
yeah.
Holy jeez.
But
fourth.
Rey Mysterio won it from number two, which is... the same thing. Let's
yeah,
be
that's
like,
one and two is
five.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same damn thing.
Yeah, but of course they couldn't give Ray number one because he's small.
That's right.
Small
that's
boy.
Right. You're a small man. You can't win from number one.
Fuck.
Anyway.
So that was the quote unquote main event.
Nope.
There was still a title match.
Which is weird because it's weird to have a Royal Rumble not end with someone just pointing at the sign while Pyro goes off.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If you, okay, you win the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
You win your match. If you don't point
You're losing. Design?
Yeah.
Do you lose your title match at WrestleMania?
That must be a stipulation of some. like when you win the Royal Rumble, you got to get on that turnbuckle and you got to point as hard as you can at that sign right. So all the pyro goes off.
That's right.
And what if you didn't forget? Point hard enough, you're losing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Point harder, boy.
Yeah.
That's why Logan Paul lost, because he kept pointing at the fucking sign.
Yeah. You got your. I mean, it's 6 weeks. Even the Fiend pointed at the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah.
When he challenged John Cena. He just appeared and went.
Now, if you're.
When Undertaker and Triple H returned on the same night.
Oh,
and it was 5 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
And they both just looked at the
stared
sign.
Stared at each other and looked. They both just looked at the WrestleMania sign and they're like, yeah, okay.
But it was one of the fucking coolest 10 minutes of nothing ever, though.
Yeah, we're like...
Taker comes back, takes off the hat, Motorhead starts, Hunter comes out, they stare for 5 minutes, and then this turn and look. All right.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Like, the only two guys that could say nothing and have a crowd go absolutely bonkers.
Taker like, and Hunter.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. So, yeah, after Rhea Ripley's rather... like, dominating win, I will say. we got the main event. The main event. Which was Kevin Owens taking on Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
For the third year in a row in a Royal Rumble.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
No. But they were all good.
Yeah, it was just a 20-minute absolute knock-em-down, drag-em-out brawl.
Yep.
And, but it wasn't the match.
He didn't hit him with a golf cart this time.
No, but he slammed the back of his head into the steel steps.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah. And yeah. What was even more gross about that was there was a fan in the front row that said, do it again. Or one more time. One more time. Yeah. And I'm just like, no!
All right.
Yeah.
Roman probably even gave him a look like, motherfucker.
He's like, what do you want? He's like, you're sick. You're sick, man. But yeah, it wasn't the match that people were talking about afterwards, because after the match was over and done with, after beating the crap out of Kevin Owens, the Bloodline got in there, started delivering super kicks and chair shots, tied him up in the ropes so he couldn't go anywhere, went to go finish him off with one blow, and then Sami Zayn stepped in and says, no, he's had enough. He's had enough. You don't need to do this. And then Roman says, yeah, I don't need to do this, but you do.
You do, right.
Gives the chair to Sami Zayn, telling Sami Zayn to deliver the final blow to his former best friend. And then it happened. Sami Zayn turns on Roman Reigns the same way that Seth Rollins did all those years ago.
The look on Roman's face was like, I can't believe I fell for this shit again.
Yeah.
Whacks him in the back with a chair.
Pop.
And the crowd went absolutely nuts. The pop was so loud, the microphone started distorting and went like quiet for a little bit. I'm pretty sure that also happened when CM Punk came back. On AEW.
God, that was fucking loud.
Like, just the loudest pop that the microphones were just like, no! Yeah.
Because that's the payoff.
That's that was like, well, the Bloodline, the whole Bloodline thing in general is a 2.5 year storyline from like when Roman came back.
Right.
And started this whole head of the table thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, and like the whole thing with Jey Uso being so conflicted that he just rolled out of the ring and left, and then everyone else just starting to beat the crap out of Sami Zayn and just leaving him there.
And then Roman looked at Solo, he's like, we're at war now.
Yeah.
So, okay, if like the Zayn Bloodline angle is the biggest angle going in pro wrestling right now.
Yeah. And then you have
What about WrestleMania implications? If Cody just won the Rumble, how is Zayn going to fit in with all this? Or maybe that's the point.
Well, he is facing him at the Royal Rumble. Or, sorry, at the Elimination Chamber. Excuse me.
That's the main event for Chamber next weekend. Yeah, it's Roman Sammy.
Which is in Montreal.
Yep.
So, even though it wouldn't be at WrestleMania, and even though Sami Zayn is technically like the biggest babyface in the company.
There has to be a Mania payoff to this.
You'd think so, but at the end of the, like, you also got to think that Sammy is going to get a much better reaction in Montreal than he ever would in California.
Yeah.
Like.
Right. Okay.
Like, I know it's not going to be nearly as big of a crowd, but the lack of people will be made up for with volume, I mm-hmm. think. But obviously he's not going to win.
Yeah.
It sucks to say, but
right.
Who knows? It's WWE. Things change last minute.
It could end up
being a triple threat match
at WrestleMania,
or maybe two out of three falls. First falls for the WWE Championship. Second falls for the Universal Championship.
Do what they did at WrestleMania 16 for the European and Intercontinental title.
The Eurocontinental
Championship between Jericho, Benoit, and Kurt.
One falls for one belt, one falls for the other.
Yeah, but apparently, and this is just going by internet reports, that Triple H does not see Sami Zayn as a main eventer. So I'm starting to get Daniel Bryan vibes here.
B
plus player, you can't do it. You're not good enough. As they say in this business, let it play out. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, yeah. So maybe once the post-Mania cuts, you know, when they give everyone their walking papers post-Mania, are they going to do that to Sami Zayn? Because he just can't cut it?
Here's what I'm thinking, though.
I hope not.
But I can see that happening.
But I can see WrestleMania Owens and Sami beating the Usos for the tag titles.
Is that the payoff for this?
Roman's the villain, though, in this. And once he's already faced Roman, him facing the Usos kind of just seems
like the payoff to this has to be Zayn and Roman. Like,
why don't at Mania Roman's just about to beat Cody, and then Sammy's music hits?
And then what? Yeah. All he's going to do is interfere
mm-hmm.
and then get someone disqualified.
No, interfere. Roman gets distracted. Crossroads. One, two, three.
Okay, then he helps Rhodes
win, but doesn't that make
Rhodes look weak?
Yeah.
And there's no Zayn payoff. There is no payoff. Okay, like you said, and I'm starting to get hot here. There's still more of this shit to play out, but mm-hmm. right now there is no payoff to the biggest angle in pro wrestling right now.
Yeah, like it would make more sense for him to go through the Usos to get to Roman,
right?
Because he's already got Roman at the Elimination Chamber. it would be like if the Avengers faced Thanos first, and then
and then
someone else, just, like. So they kind of booked themselves into a corner here with this whole thing. Sami Zayn wasn't even in the Royal Rumble match, so
that was another thing. Yeah,
yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop.
I guess logic would be, you know, him in the Rumble, but to play the enforcer for Roman
mm-hmm.
and all that, and then inadvertently winning the Rumble, and now all of a sudden,
gets down to the final.
It's Sting Flair.
Yeah, it gets down to the final three, and then the two other guys eliminate each other, and then Sami Zayn's just standing there
what? And now there is your payoff, because now it's, you know, they can come out at the next Raw. Roman says, okay, this isn't the way it was supposed to go down. Show your loyalty to the head of the table or whatever bullshit.
Give me my belt.
And right now... say you are stepping out of the main event.
Yeah, relinquish your match at WrestleMania.
Right, right. And then he doesn't.
And then that's where the turn comes.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the whole, like, Randy Orton, Triple H thing after he won the belt, and Hunter was like, give me my belt back. And Orton went to go, like, hand it to him and then just fucking RKO'd him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of other... Yeah, they could have, like... booked around this maybe a little bit better, but I guess we're gonna get.
So. Yeah, I could totally have egg on my face 2 weeks from now.
Yep. Well, like next week at Elimination Chamber, we're gonna are we just gonna see a mauling of Sami Zayn in front of his hometown, or are we gonna see him actually put up a good fight?
I wanna see a riot in Montreal. That's how you fucking do it.
Yeah, I don't think Triple H is that dumb.
No,
he must have an ace up his sleeve.
Yeah.
If it was Vince, Sami would have no offense.
None whatsoever. But then you also got to think, where does Jey Uso play into all this? Mm-hmm. I will be clear, I have not watched any SmackDowns or Raws after.
Well, on SmackDown, because remember how Jay disappeared at the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't on SmackDown last week.
No, because like that was when Sammy challenged Roman. Yeah,
he wasn't on SmackDown last week. This week, the Usos were defending the tag titles against, I don't fucking remember.
It wasn't the Banger Brothers? No. The Bang Bros?
It was not the Bang Bros. I can't remember who they were defending it against. And Jimmy came out by himself and was like, where's Jay? Blah, blah, blah. And then the Usos music hit again and Jay came through the crowd.
Oh.
Okay.
So Jay's playing the babyface here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to remember in the big picture of this whole thing, Jay was the first guy to really join with Roman.
Yeah.
And this was after Roman had to like beat him down senselessly, so... Like, there's also the whole underlying theme of this whole storyline where Roman is just this abusive, like, family member who, like, berates and beats his own family members into falling in line and being subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then...
But, like, when Jay came through the crowd, it's just like, Roman's thinking, ah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Shield?
Yeah, just like the Shield, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
and then they
now I gotta go back and watch that.
They retained the titles.
Yeah, so they still got both.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. So the Royal Rumble this year's horns up, horns down, horns
up.
In the middle.
Horns up. The pitch black match and the women's title match weren't great, but the two Royal Rumble matches and that fucking angle paying off were just
I'm going. No, I'm not even thinking about this. Yeah, horns way up.
And then on Raw. Cody came out and was going to talk about Mania.
Oh, that promo that he did with Paul Heyman. Oh yeah, that I did watch that.
Oh, that was so good.
I watched that on YouTube, and my God, that one line's like Dusty said, you were his favorite son, but Roman was the son he wished he had. Ooh.
Okay, now last night, as we speak, was the latest NWA pay per view.
What's a pay-per-view?
What's a pay-per-view? Yeah.
My God, the pay-per-view.
The pay-per-view, yeah. It's not a, was it premium live event?
Premium live event.
There we are. There we are. No, this was an actual pay-per-view, an NWA pay-per-view last night. And this is, the NWA is my jam. Like, this is the league that I enjoy the most.
It seems to be getting further away from its original self. Now, though, with who they got as champion and what they're doing with pay-per-view names, like, what's this one called?
Yeah. First and foremost, that's going to be the thing right off the top. It's like when Vince McMahon said, what's the song the kids are loving these days? Was it Elvis? No. Now, Jerry Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. Kids love that song. Okay, Billy Pumpkin said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Because enough said.
Yeah, not enough said.
That's right.
We're talking N-U-F-F.
F-F, yes. Now, I understand Marvel is a huge thing now in the cinematic world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know the expression enough said just in common, you know, in the common public consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That was enough to call your pay-per-view that. Because that's an old expression that goes to the Marvel comic books.
Yeah, I know, but. It doesn't, like, an expression like that, like, enough, like but, the, like.
I've never seen that expression anywhere else.
But Marvel? Like,
yeah, but. Yeah, the kids don't use it. You know, it's not an internet thing, like, lol or.
I've said enough said before, but, like, just, like, the contracted version of enough.
Yeah.
Like, that does not sound like NWA. Like, that's.
No. No, that's like they're trying to be hip.
Yeah.
But kids also think cap means lie now. It's like, it's a hat. Fuck off.
Yeah.
No cap. It's like, no. Are you dumb? Just say the word lie.
That's what they mean when they say no cap?
Yeah.
Oh.
They think cap means lying.
What is no cap?
I thought it meant like no caption.
Is that like a new expression?
I thought it meant no caption.
No.
Okay.
It means like lying. cat.
Well, I'm almost 40 years old, so I guess I'm behind.
I guess you're just not a hip cat no more. Dude.
I guess.
I just turned 30. My back is fucked.
Yeah.
Well, you're one of me now.
I do have a single gray beard hair.
There you go.
Oh, I've had one that's been right here for like years. I can't get rid of it.
Well, I know.
Like, even if I go for haircuts, they're like, do you want me to trim that beard? Keep it.
But that aside, let's, like, get to think about, okay, the main event. Okay, Tyrus as champion.
Uh-huh.
That is something that was really struck a nerve with wrestling fans, because it's always been like, well, I can't believe they made him champion. He's mid-card at best. The guy's got no charisma.
The
guy's
not
this. Yeah, you know, like, he's good for the national title and all that. But,
what's his gimmick? Fox News? Is that basically?
Like, yeah. And they were all, they mentioned that a couple times, how he works with Fox and all that. Of course, they forgot that he's been accused of harassing women at Fox.
Of course, of course. Why would you mention that?
Yeah, yeah. So, but I have to admit, this main event, I really wasn't expecting much out of this card at all.
No.
Because the buildup was basically the championship series tournament.
Okay.
And the first one never did anything for me. This one I kind of lost track of. It's like, okay, when you get close to the pay-per-view, I'll start tuning in. I kind of tuned out of Power in USA for a while there. Let's just get me to the pay-per-view and see what's going on. So I really wasn't anticipating very much. And maybe there's something to that expression where if you don't expect anything, you won't be disappointed. Maybe that is because the whole pay-per-view, there was a couple duds.
Mm-hmm.
But more often than not, I liked what I saw and enjoyed what I saw. And
as long as
it was worth the money.
As long as the content within was good, I suppose. But like, the fact that Tyrus is NWA World Heavyweight Champion, or the world's champion, I guess.
Right.
Sweet Charlotte, 10 pounds of gold, etc. You know the bit. The fact that he holds that championship, and that the fact that that championship was defended on a pay-per-view called Nuff Said, it feels like I'm in a parallel universe here. And it feels like NWA has gone the way of WCW circa Vince Russo.
Yeah.
Like, just not a whole lot of good decisions being made.
Is it Billy Pumpkins running it? Or
is Vince Russo secretly behind the scenes?
Don't put that out there.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
I have this pay-per-view idea, bro. Enough said, bro.
Yeah.
The main event match. Okay, you can't have a bad match with Matt Cardona in it. He's still the best thing, one of the best things in pro wrestling right now.
Yeah,
he carried the match.
Yeah,
I'm kind of disappointed that. Okay, I wasn't drunk. Well, maybe I was at Mania or at the Rumble. Did I see Chelsea Green show up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that. She got 5 seconds. That's another record, a women's Royal Rumble record. Five seconds.
Came in and Rhea was like, see ya.
Yeah.
You know, she pulled a Warlord.
There was an interview with Cardona later that night. He's like, oh, did you see Chelsea in the Rumble? And he's like, I'm going to be honest, no. He's like, I was doing something else.
Now she's got the Karen gimmick.
But that works for Chelsea Green.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So
sorry, Chelsea. Whoops.
Without Chelsea, like that 1-2 punch, the Cardona family and all that, they worked so well together. They got so much heat. I'm so disappointed. I mean, good for her. You know,
the GCW wedding.
Yeah. Everything. Everywhere they went together was gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to see that professional pairing split.
Well, Cardona, remember how I was saying that he wanted to get the gimmick for Zack Ryder?
Oh, okay.
And WWE said no.
He filed, like, WWE let the trademark for that lapse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he filed for it knowing that there was the possibility that they would fight it, which they have every legal right to.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. So he backed off.
Yeah.
So he just
wanted. Even though he's like, I wasn't.
He just wanted to see if he could get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because even that tweet, he was like, "I didn't think it would happen, and it didn't." But yeah. Zack Ryder versus Matt Cardona,
a cinematic match.
Cinematic match would have been cool.
It would have been entertaining.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what he wanted to do with it.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
But how good that would have been! It would have been fucking hilarious.
Depends on how much I had to drink.
It should have been Zack Ryder and the Karate Man against Matt Cardona and Ethan Page.
don't put that out there.
No.
But,
but the Karate Man character's dead anyway.
My question is that would he have just gotten the name Zack Ryder, or would he have the rights to all the intellectual property as well?
Yeah, it's
surrounding
true.
It.
Remember, he does use the woo-woo music woo, on the woo, indies woo. Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, he uses it in GCW to fucking rile them up.
Okay.
I don't want Zack Ryder back. I don't care about Zack Ryder. I love Matt Cardona.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so... Take,
he
take
obviously didn't get offered a WWE contract then?
No.
No.
Yes, no.
Only his
no,
wife.
No, when you file a lawsuit or whatever, you try to fuck with them, they have a tendency, unless you're Randy Savage, you know, no matter what you do, apparently you can get a job in the WWF.
Mm.
And all that. So, yeah. So the match is actually, the main event was actually a lot better than I was kind of anticipating, and I probably shouldn't. The thing, that whole thing, though, Tyrus successfully defended, which was kind of surprising because you kind of have the feeling, well, maybe Tyrus is that a placeholder champion or, you know, he'll
transitional
have
champion.
That's the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to do the smart thing and put it on Cardona and all that. Well, they didn't. Tyrus, it was a successful defense, which built to Bully Ray coming out.
Right, I saw. Yeah,
and
I saw that.
Yeah, and it was a great moment, and all that. But the thing that had me going, okay, was this is very babyface.
Mm-hmm.
He, in the NWA, he's a babyface. Impact, he's a heel. He's one of the worst heels.
Bully Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Bubba's
yeah.
such a good heel.
So, well, of course he is. Of course he is. Now, you could do that back in the territory days when there wasn't much interaction, you know, before cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much interaction between the territories where you could be one guy here and another guy here and be separate. Have separate identities and characters and all that.
And John Morrison did that over the last few years when he was in it, when he was Johnny Impact as their world champion.
Right.
He was still in Lucha Underground as Johnny Mundo. And he was a heel as Johnny Mundo, but he was a babyface as Johnny Impact.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't do that anymore with the internet and with everyone getting TV deals and all that. And I'm like, well, okay. All right. Well, at the end of the day, let's see what we're going to get for a Tyrus Bully Ray match.
Yeah, but
reinforce the ring.
another point that I wanted to hammer home there was that Impact, while Johnny was their champion, decided to do a series of tapings in Mexico. So anytime their babyface world champion would come out in Mexico, he got booed because they all view him as Johnny Mundo super heel. So they kind of shot themselves in the foot with that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, that totally makes a lot of sense. So overall, I enjoyed it. There were some title changes that were kind of surprising when the Renegade Twins, who are relatively new, at least I think this is the biggest stage that they've ever been on full time. If they've been, you know, headlining some gym in New Jersey or something.
Right.
I'm sorry, but like this is my first exposure to Robin and Charlotte. They put the titles on them. They took it off pretty empowered, which I was kind of surprised because that was the Kenzie Page and Ella Envy. Their reign as champions has been great, and they've had the underlining heat. there? Are they going to split? Are they going to turn on one another? Oh, no, look, they won the title. And now...
will they coexist?
Yeah, will they be able to coexist? Now that they've lost the title, it's going to be interesting to see not only how these Renegade Twins do in this spot, what are they doing with Pretty Empowered? Because that's going to be interesting as well. Long, good old-fashioned booking there. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it. So overall, I got to say, maybe like I said, I wasn't expecting much, and I got much, much more. So enough said. Horns up, man, for okay. sure.
So yeah. The story within was another don't judge a book by its cover, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
And with that...
okay, what you got?
March 30th.
Okay.
The start of WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
No ring deathmatch show at the Pyramid.
Here in Winnipeg.
Here in Winnipeg.
Oh, okay.
3D Pro Wrestling's returning again. It's a local promotion.
Right.
It's going to be at the Pyramid March 30th. Doors at 7, showtime 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I bought tickets, boys. We're going.
Oh, shit. So you want to subject me to more deathmatch bullshit?
Yes.
Okay.
No ring deathmatch.
No ring deathmatch.
No ring even. Okay. Just let me have a couple belts first. This seems to be the only way that I can get through your deathmatch crap.
Well, you gotta do it beforehand because there's no re-entry at the Pyramid.
Yeah,
so,
I guess so.
What?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, oh, I thought there wasn't. Oh,
okay.
I've gone in and out of the Pyramid.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, cool.
All the shows I've gone to recently, there they have the no re-entry rule in place. But
oh, weird.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so
it's
I gotta
a Pyramid. You could just
calendar.
Walk out back in and be like, I wasn't here. Oh, all right.
I got to mark the calendar. Okay.
And the only person that Snowy would know who's coming is Sexy Eddie.
Oh, okay.
IWS, Montreal. So.
Okay.
So you said you got 4 tickets. Who?
I bought 4. I was going to bring Dad so Snowy didn't have to suffer alone.
So who is the fourth man?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
We
need
to find the fourth man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the fourth man?
we could probably get, like, just to go to a wrestling match.
Yeah.
We could probably get someone.
Yeah.
But if we tell them, like, it's a no-ring death match bullshit, are we going to be able to find someone? Like, to go? Even with a free ticket? Because everyone that would go to that has already bought their ticket, I'm sure, because you people are fucked in the head.
Okay. And you, who you, are you calling you people?
And you, yeah. Canceled. Mm. Canceled. Yeah, yeah. So, that, okay, there's a good thing. Like, all you deathmatch people, you can get all of yous off the street at once, kind of corral you all together. Unfortunately, you're going to be pulling me in, too. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll go and check it out.
We
so.
Can just watch Snowy the whole time.
We
and
need
he'll be
to,
like,
we need to find a fourth person to bring into this whole thing. So
yeah.
So if you're in the Winnipeg area, if you have interest in coming to a no-ring deathmatch show. Actually, no, if you know us personally, then that's the only we're not gonna invite some rando who met.
No.
Yeah.
I've never been to a wrestling show. What's this? Oh god.
Oh god, here we go.
Well, this
like
is
like when Kayla came with us to the one at the Handsome Daughter. It was her first wrestling show.
And just in general.
In
yeah.
general, yeah.
Just imagine that and explain that. So, yeah, you want to come to a wrestling show? Oh, you mean with like the ring and stuff? Oh, no.
No.
Sort of, but no, not at all.
Is The Rock going to be there? Because
yes.
People are just hitting each other with glass. You're just looking over. So when's Dwayne getting here?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He couldn't
plane.
Make it.
That's yeah. when you give her a pet rock. It's like, here you go.
Well,
The Rock.
The Rock.
It's in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Well, no, the airport was snowed out.
Yeah.
Here's the pebble.
The airport in Miami had a snow problem.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be subjected to this again. Yep. All right.
Going to get
cool,
showered
man.
In glass again.
Okay. Well, are we going to kind of switch gears here and talk about some, like, real wrestling
sure.
here yeah. with our turnbuckle talk. And unfortunately,
yeah.
Yep.
This was rough.
Yeah.
This was rough because with deaths happen in pro wrestling all the time. There's lifestyle choices, there's
injuries,
there's
in-ring injuries,
there's
like
pharmaceutical, you know,
overdosing.
There's there's a lot of self-inflicted bullshit that goes on,
mm-hmm.
you know, behind the scenes in our great sport. So when they announced someone passed away, and just a couple years ago you saw them jacked to the hilt, you kind of knew it was self-induced.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of Jay Briscoe, though, was huge because it was none of that. And it was I'm starting to lose my words here because of the magnitude of this whole thing. Because none of this was self-inflicted, because it wasn't lifestyle, this was the biggest tragedy in pro wrestling since Owen Hart.
Yep.
Like, I can't think of anything else. Like, yeah, there's some people that might be quote unquote bigger than Jay and Hart, but they died of old age. Okay. And while it's sad, it's not tragic.
Yeah.
That natural cause is sad, but not tragic.
Yeah.
This was absolutely tragic. Right out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
You just wake up. Let's see what's going on in the world. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because
it was an accident that happened. Yeah, traffic collision.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk
mm-hmm.
driver.
Yeah.
Did that come out?
It was a drunk girl who hit him.
Really?
Holy shit.
But she also died.
Wasn't this in the middle of the day? That
yeah,
it happened?
It was.
Yeah.
And she was still hammered and driving.
Yep. She
wow.
flew the light and bam.
Mm-hmm.
Holy jeez. Yeah, and there's going to be no justice served because
she's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
As well. That's
and his
because yeah. they would have thrown the book at her.
Well, I should certainly hope so. You know.
Yeah, she took a man's life and severely injured his daughters.
I have an update. Yeah.
His daughters right
Please,
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay Lee, the youngest, was released from the hospital on the 1st. She'll have to wear a back and neck brace for 3 or 4 more weeks.
Oh, okay.
Then she will need back and neck surgery after to recuperate. Grace still has no use of her legs below the knee. She does have a feeling sensation but is unable to move, but she said the lower leg feels like it's tingling nonstop. So...
Well, that's...
They're alive.
They're alive, and yeah. Yeah, that's... because that would have just taken, you know, us losing Jay is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
His daughters as well is just... Well, that would have been just... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, of course, speedy recovery. You know, Wrestling Night in Canada is definitely in your corners, girls, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. The first time, do you remember how, why, where, when you first heard of the Briscoes?
Just randomly watching Ring of Honor, I think probably around like 2017.
Why?
Yeah, when Ring of Honor television was on Fox, right. like late at night on Friday night.
right.
Yeah.
After SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, this is before SmackDown was on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Before SmackDown was on Fox. Yeah, this is, I'm talking like 11 o'clock at night. Like our time, or 3 a.m. on a Saturday. like that's when Ring of Honor TV was on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember watching it, just trying to get into something other than WWE or even Impact because AEW wasn't even a thing at that time. So mm-hmm. I thought I'll just check out this Ring of Honor thing because I like the Young Bucks. I like Kenny Omega. I like all these guys. Like I know they had connections with New Japan. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, let's check this out. See what it's all about. And yeah, the Briscoes were definitely like standout characters from that whole thing. Like their whole their whole demeanor about the way they talked and the way they presented themselves as these like backwoods like hillbillies that would shoot you on sight if you were trespassing on their land.
Yes.
Like, yeah. But in real life though, Jemmine Pugh was a loving father and husband. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, like, he said some stupid stuff, but he made amends for it several times over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, deep down, he was a good man.
Yeah.
That's all people are talking about now. It's a shame that he had to pass away for his brother to get onto AEW television.
Right.
Or to be allowed to be on AEW television.
Yeah. Which the whole TBS thing is just... when they first announced it, and then Dynamite was on,
uh-huh,
like a couple days later, and it's like, okay, they're doing nothing
the commentary announced it at the beginning and the end, like they gave them the 5 second in memory thing, but
right, and there was really nothing in the show, and the whole time it's just eating at me. Like, it's just bugging the piss out of me. I even went on Facebook and put up some statuses blasting AEW there and all that, because I'm running on passion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then, as it turned out, well, no, Snowy, calm your jets. There's going to be something, you know, on YouTube, and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And then they announced that, in honor of his brother, Mark is going to be having a match against...
A week later.
A week. Because I think what it was is...
The uproar.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think it was finally the wrestling internet community did something right.
Yeah.
Okay. The backlash, the online rumble about the whole thing, it's either that... Or Tony Khan really stepped up to the suits at TBS and said, we have to do something with this.
I hope he threatened to pull the show. I hope he threatened to be like, fine, if Mark can't wrestle on this show and we can't dedicate something to his brother, then we're not putting on a show tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Like, break out the old Charlie's Angels reruns.
Yeah. Because, like, well, and I do think that Tony Khan would have had some leverage there, because like, well, TBS could have just turned around and been like, okay, well, we'll just fucking sue you. Like, I'm relatively sure that the Khans have the resources to drag something like that out in court for long enough to the point where TBS would just,
and it's just not
be
worth
like,
it.
Fuck it.
It's,
yeah.
It's not worth the fight, because TBS is just, they've been hit like the WCW days. 5 years ago when I worked for WCW, I stubbed my toe, $100,000, go away.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like that's what they were doing it, because it was Turner money and all that. So, yeah, they probably got to the point where it's like, yeah, we don't want to deal with this crap. Let's just do it. And I understand TBS's point as to why they didn't want Jay anything to do with him, because he's made some dumbass statements in the past. Now, I'm kind of like, okay, everyone was under the impression, and this, I'm sure this had something to do with it, the main thing TBS's beef was 10 years ago when he was Ring of Honor champion, he made some homophobic remarks in the ring. And
on Twitter.
Yeah. And that stuff kind of sticks with you.
Yeah.
You know,
but
now even more recently, which of the brothers was, I guess it was Jay, where he was like, I don't want my kids, you know, their teacher.
Or, yeah, that was the tweet.
Yeah. My son, I don't want his teachers telling my son that it's okay for a family to have two dads, or it was something like that. So I'm kind of like, well, which one is it, TBS? Is it the 10-year-old one, or is it this one?
Yeah.
Regardless, the guy apologized. He's made amends. Apparently, the LGBTQT community has put him over.
Yep.
They said, okay, he made a mistake. He said some dumbass things, but
it was 10 years ago and he's apologized a thousand fucking times.
Yeah. Like, so what the hell's the problem here? Well, fortunately, TBS finally did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe a week too late, but yeah, mm-hmm. at the same, but the, like the, at least it finally happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I got to give props to Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
As well, like
you could tell he was a bit of an emotional wreck.
Oh, like he was openly weeping.
Yeah,
right before that match was about to start because he knew the magnitude. Because he goes back with the Briscoes to not just Ring of Honor. I'm talking early Ring of Honor. That's when I first discovered the Briscoes before the deal with Fox.
And CZW also. And
When Mark still had teeth.
Yeah.
I just knew of the Briscoes through the odd time when I would buy an after mag.
Mm-hmm.
And
when in Philly Ring you had Honor. To be 18 and in order to wrestle, and the Briscoes started at 16. They had to wear masks.
Yeah. It's like stuff,
CZW, yeah.
stuff like that. The really, really early days when I was buying the Ring of Honor DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Of the old stuff, and it's not just the Briscoe, it's just Ring of Honor in general. Like you can tell, like these guys are phenomenal. AJ Styles, Brian Danielson,
Smojo,
although that roster, the Briscoes, Amazing Red, there was all of these fantastic.
Kevin Steen, El Generico. So,
yeah.
You know, we can just ring off names.
CM Punk.
All night.
We can just keep going.
Yeah. And the Briscoes were definitely part of that. And that's my first discovery. Now, that said, the Briscoes, really? Is this a rib?
Yeah, I gotta wonder why they went with that name.
Yeah.
Like,
there's someone in behind the scenes at Fox, or when not Fox, but behind Ring of Honor, when the first Ring of Honor owner, when they were putting it together, I forget his name now. When he was a kid and he went to get an autograph from Jack and Jerry.
Yeah.
And they blew him off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll show you when I grow up.
Yeah.
I'm going to find these country bumpkins.
Enter them boys.
And we're going to call you guys
the Briscoes.
The Briscoes, because that fucking. Okay. Was that the case? I doubt it, but.
Because they never like. Because they never like acknowledged that they were ever related to Jack and Jerry.
That's just
I don't know what the reasoning behind that is. Because like when I first heard like it'll be this team taking on the Briscoe brothers, I'm just like, oh, that must be like Jerry's kids.
Yeah.
Nope. You take one look at them and you're like, oh no, no, not at all.
Not Jerry's kids. Nope.
Take a look at them boys, and you're like, no, those are not Jack or Jerry's kids.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a bad Jerry's kids joke in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, geez, that was
something to do with Brian Christopher, or yeah.
And like. Okay. Then they had that run recently. We've been watching every GCW show with the Briscoes on
it. Yeah, because it was because of when they sold Ring of Honor to the Cons, which that name itself, mm-hmm. you know.
And half the fans in that building, you could tell no one knew what Ring of Honor was.
Yeah.
Tony just came up all, Ring of Honor.
So you have to give
and
the
half the people
credit.
Cheered and half of them were like, "What's Ring of Honor?
What?
Yeah. What?"
But you have to give the Cons credit, even though like, and I don't know if they owned the contracts of anyone.
The contracts.
The contracts. Yeah. But the
contracts.
Tony Khan did allow.
I think he
their
did.
Champions, their Ring of Honor, like Gresham.
Yeah.
Was champion at the time, and he was defending the Ring of Honor title on independent pay-per-views.
Yeah, I assume he must have. Yeah. Well, he's always Tony's been pretty relaxed when it comes to having people defending titles on other other promotions.
I like how for a while he was like, "No, Mox, you're not going back and fighting in GCW ever again." Blah blah blah. Guess what's happening at Bloodsport?
Yeah,
Mox again.
Of course.
Yeah.
And who's been in GCW all this time, even though he signed a Ring of Honor? Blake Christian. Tony, forget.
Well,
yeah. So that's kind of my
and
my
I can't
experience.
Remember her name to save my life right now, but Ember Moon's been defending the ROH women's title at indie shows.
Athena?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good for them. That's basically everything that I wanted
to. Yeah, it's when I discovered them, it was old CZW tapes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With the masks on.
Okay.
So
it would be around.
Put them on indie shows feuding against each other, they would just beat the fuck out of each other.
It was definitely the match, I swear,
it's chops and unprotected chair shots for 10-15 minutes.
Holy jeez. Wow, that's you're not going to get that anymore. The more recent stuff, I think people are going to remember the Briscoes as a tag team is the work with Ring of Honor and / AEW. Their matches with FTR.
Oh yeah, the three matches they had with them. Yeah,
fantastic stuff.
Yeah, well, especially the 2 out of 3 falls match and the double dog collar match. My God.
Well, it's Jay Briscoe's last match was a dog collar match. Brody Lee's last match was a dog collar match. They're having a fucking slobber knocker up there.
Yeah. AEW's track record with dog collar matches isn't that great.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And they're probably always going to be remembered in Ring of Honor. One of the last things they did as not necessarily as a team, because they wrestled one another on the farm.
Yep.
All throughout the farm. All over the place. I think that match was pretty much most of that one Ring of Honor episode.
Yeah.
And their dad was there to
at the end, they're like, hey, and just pick them both up.
You got it out of your system now, boys.
Yeah.
and it's that worked so well.
Yeah.
And if that was a cinematic match, I couldn't have, it was seamless.
Yeah.
Is that
up on YouTube?
Yeah, it is.
I want to go watch it.
It is.
Yeah,
let's watch it after this.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Because, it was fantastic.
Yeah. I just wish I could have seen more from Jay Briscoe, because after that double dog collar match and after they recaptured the Ring of Honor tag team titles, I was looking forward to so much more from them. And then,
tragedy struck.
I don't know what the future of the ROH tag team titles is going to be.
That was going to be my next question.
But
what do we think is going to happen?
At some point, I imagine Mark Briscoe is just going to want to relinquish them, because I can't picture him just straight up tagging with one other person.
Right.
So I'm thinking at some point, at the next Ring of Honor pay-per-view, maybe he's just going to relinquish them and there'll be a tag team. Maybe they'll start a tag team title tournament, but then at the actual pay-per-view, Briscoe will officially relinquish them before the finals.
All right. That makes sense.
They better let him keep those fucking belts.
The original, the old school ones? Yeah. Make new belts for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Let him keep those ones, and then Mark can give them to the girls.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. They can each have one.
Yeah. And another thing that crossed my mind was that I'd kind of want to see Mark team up with FTR to take on the Elite for the Trios titles.
Yeah.
AEW.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And the name of the team would be Dem Top Boys.
Dem Top Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
That reminds me of Dijakovic, is that his name?
Dominic Dijakovic.
That's it.
Or Dijak, whatever his name is now. Yeah.
At the last NXT pay-per-view, he wore a Dem Boys inspired leather jacket to the ring.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. It said Reach for the Sky on the back.
Oh, sick.
And it was, I can't remember if it's this weekend as we speak or if it was last weekend, but he was auctioning off the jacket.
Oh, cool.
And then he would send all the money to Jamin's family.
Nice.
got to give the WWE credit too, because they actually acknowledged, and they didn't have to.
No,
there was no connection. Like
the Briscoe brothers have never been anywhere near
a WWE production truck. Yeah. Now, like when King Kong Bundy died. Okay, I didn't expect them to do the 10 bells and, you know, do the everyone on the stage and all that. I wasn't expecting that because Bundy was a hell of a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They did the, you know, lest we forget, or the RIP.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
They acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did just as much for Jay Briscoe as they did for King Kong Bundy, and I gotta give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hey, good on them, good on them. Do we got anything else? Do we want, or maybe it's time to bring this crazy train into the station?
I do believe it's time.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, once again,
forgot something too. After the Royal Rumble, the next day was his funeral, and right after the Rumble, Owens and Zayn got on a plane and.
They made it.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah. For sure. Yeah. So how can people get a hold of us?
They can get a hold of us on Facebook at facebook.com/WrestlingNightInCanada or on Instagram at WrestlingNightInCanada.
Right on. And Wrestling Night in Canada is proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Go out there. We have some new shows, some new faces on the network. So wrestling, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. You're going to want to go and check out all of those great shows as well. And if you haven't had enough of your cool Uncle Snowy from this show, you're going to want to check out Radioactive Metal, because by the time this show is up, oh no, maybe around the same time, the show that we just completed here in this same studio, this same night.
Marathon.
You guys were nice enough to co-host Radioactive Metal with me. So
sure, it won't be the last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you haven't had enough of you two guys as well, by all means, check out the Shining Wizards Network as well for some more for all you Matt fans and for all you Ducky fans out there. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. This has been another fantastic episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruka.
Signing off.
And we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.